This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In talking about my doggy, we go immediately to Rebecca Martino at Stately Pet Supply. And our trainer, the trainer who's got Chauncey, she said she's going to be going to Stately Pet Supply. Oh, then we said that's where we go. She can tell you what he eats and whatever. So, yeah, we were talking about you yesterday, Rebecca.
Thank you. Yeah, and congrats on the puppy. I was brushing my teeth, getting dressed this morning, thinking about my talk today. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, he got his puppy over the weekend. And
I'm actually distraught. I dropped the dog off. I dropped the dog off, and I go to Cutie. I said, Cutie, I said, I'm in a mood here after dropping the dog off.
Yeah, he trusts me. I'm handing him off to a stranger, and I told him it would be okay. And I don't know if you're going to get him neutered soon or wait or anything, but soon. You're going to go through that again.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to go through that feeling again, but it's temporary, and it's worth it, and it's but yeah, he'll come back with so much structure. And I think, you know, it's I was going to make this about something in supplements, but what a great opportunity to make today about training. And
well, Rebecca, maybe he could teach me some structure.
Well, maybe that's up to Cutie, but puppies definitely kind of funnel us into, look, I mean, this is a board and train you're doing, right? You send him for 2 weeks?
Yes, yeah. Well,
so
1 week.
They're not inexpensive.
No.
And these things, when, you know, you're setting a puppy off on the right foot like this, this is the truest way that a pound of prevention is worth an ounce of cure, right? It's you are preventing untold problems in a what's soon to be a giant breed dog that you have. So let's make this about training. This is easy.
It doesn't make it any easier. I know all the logic, Rebecca.
Yeah. Well, right. So, okay. Well, then with commitment and consistency, we'll just talk to the listeners that, you know, what training can do is it's almost unpredictable, right? How many circumstances you won't have to worry about getting into when your dog is confident.
Yeah.
Your relationship is strong and you're preventing. I mean, let's say you're in an area where someone else's dog is very badly behaved. Your dog will be able to listen to you. You'll have recall. You'll have good leash manners. And, you know, housebreaking, my gosh, that's just to have a dog that's housebroken is save so much stress, because then you're not spontaneously mad. The dog doesn't understand why you're upset. And your relationship can be affected by things like that. So good for you, training. And I guess just to close it, there's not too much information except me to rah, rah, rah about trainers. I can't sell them enough that it's such a structural great thing to do for puppies. And even older dogs, many things can be corrected.
Yeah.
We are all creatures of classical conditioning. So, yeah, definitely. It's not too late if you don't have a puppy. Reach out to me for some trainers. There are all different types depending on the relationship you'd like to have with your dog. And good for you. Congratulations. I love the name Chauncey, by the way.
Yeah, well, we Chauncey and I are having a dispute whether he's Chauncey Bernard Mastwell the third or Chauncey Bernard Gardner the third, because that's the Chauncey Gardner from the movie. being there. So we're having this dispute, which we'll have to settle when he gets back.
You'll just have to see what rolls off the tongue depending on the mood you're in, and there is Chauncey Leopardi, who is the real life actor that played Squints, Michael Squints Polidorus in Sandlot, who also had a bull mastiff in the movie.
Okay, well, he was a full mastiff, I think.
Yeah. Was it a bull or an English? Oh no,
it was an English mastiff. It was an English mastiff because it looked just like my Max when I had him. Yeah. Well, thank you. I feel better. I do.
You're doing the right thing. He's having a ball. He is. He's having a blast, and he'll come back.
And I'm not.
Sorry. Temporary, but worth it.
I know. Thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca Martino, Stately Pet Supply. You could catch her on a Tuesday after the bottom of the hour, and she'll tell you what's what. I just go up to Stately Pet Supply, buy my stuff, and then say, okay, what do I need to know?
Thanks for the time, Bob. Have a good week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.